AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama and the Cuban President Raul Castro meet today. They're both at the UN summit in New York. Our Mark Smith is there too, and he reports that the two leaders will be talking about how to improve things between our two nations.
Earlier this month, the administration issued new rules making it easier for Americans to travel to Cuba and do business with companies on the island. And the president says he wants to build on that. He says change won't come overnight to Cuba and major differences on human rights remain, but he's confident change is coming.
Yesterday, President Obama met with Russia's Vladimir Putin, but there was no breakthrough on the civil war in Syria. The organization Planned Parenthood appears before lawmakers this morning, its first congressional appearance since being embarrassed by those secretly recorded videos. Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
The president of Planned Parenthood goes before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, which wants to know about secretly recorded videos that show organization officials talking about the sale of fetal tissue. Those videos have prompted Republicans to say that the organization should not get any federal money, though such an effort was blocked in the Senate, and a bill keeping the government open past tomorrow night includes money for the organization. Planned Parenthood says it has acted legally, and the videos were heavily edited. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
We've done a fact check on the tax plan presidential candidate Donald Trump rolled out yesterday, and we have found that, yes, his plan would reduce the amount of income taxes Americans pay. It also appears likely that Trump's plan would be a financial boon for somebody as rich as he is. Police in Chicago say two women were killed and three other people, including a baby, were injured in a drive-by shooting on the city's southwest side. This is AP Radio News. There's somebody new doing The Daily Show now.
It was the same show, but with a different host.
This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
And Trevor Noah acknowledges that The Daily Show has a new feel and look after noting his predecessor, Jon Stewart, was like a father figure to his viewers.
Now it feels like the family has a new stepdad. And he's black.
Noah took a moment to acknowledge the man who recruited him for the gig.
I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge one man, and that's Jon Stewart.
Noah cracked that Comedy Central did offer the job to both women and Americans and said his being picked is another example of a job no American wanted going to an immigrant. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Online searches for celebrity names may lead you to websites that carry viruses or malware. Amy Schumer and Betty White are among the name searches most likely to lead you to viruses, according to an online security firm. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.